small could be the new big, at least when it comes to houses. The so-called tiny house movement has taken off in the last year with numerous shows and even a popular Netflix documentary about living in homes of just a few hundred square feet. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports for one local company, tiny homes are huge business.
At a time when many potential homeowners are going big, a small but growing number of people are downsizing into homes that are smaller than your average garage. That's where Nick Mosley and his father Pat come in.
I mean, everything we build is under 350 square feet, so you figure as an entire house, so yeah, very tiny.
In a cramped warehouse in central Fresno, the Mosleys and two other workers build custom-ordered tiny houses from the ground, or more appropriately, wheels, up. Nick offers three different size trailers, but all the houses are small, less than 24 feet in length, and contain everything you would expect from a normal home, all condensed into essentially one room.
It's basically one bedroom with a full house inside of it.
Nick heard about tiny houses last year. After attending a seminar, he and his dad decided to convert their kitchen and bath remodeling company into a fully dedicated tiny house construction company. And business, according to Nick, is booming.
We just expanded an extra 2,000 square feet so we could build two at once. The traffic just in the last week, I mean, it's been hard to work because of how many people have been coming in.
The recent announcement of Fresno being one of the first cities in the country to officially allow tiny houses has driven attention even higher. Nick says he never thought Fresno would be interested in tiny houses, but because of how the houses are constructed, and since they're on wheels, they can be shipped anywhere in the country.
For most of our houses, you don't have to have a special license to pull it. You know, you can hook a 3/4-ton truck and pull it to New York if you wanted to.
Nick's houses are highly customized, extremely polished, and can cost more than $70,000. But kits are available on the internet that cost only a few thousand dollars if you want to try and build one yourself. For all the publicity the tiny houses are pulling in, they remain a minuscule portion of the housing market. It's hard to get an exact count, since most municipalities do not permit the houses, so people build them in secret. The homes are restricted because tiny houses are on wheels and most building codes require a permanent foundation. There is, however, a tiny house website run by fans that attempts to track every tiny home in the country. It shows just a few in the valley, but that's hardly comprehensive. And Americans overall appear to be continuing to prefer ever larger and larger homes. The average size of a new home in the U.S. jumped from 2,600 square feet in 2014 to over 2,700 square feet last year, according to industry research. And there are plenty of news stories interviewing people who tried a tiny house, only to move out after a short time. Russell Jensen has lived in his tiny house in Selma for over a year.
But for me, it's my own space. It's quiet. It's really comfortable. It makes my life really simple.
Jensen bought his tiny home, which is a converted semi-trailer, from another family for $10,000. It's currently parked in his sister's backyard. He says it's perfect in his current situation. He's single with no kids, and it forced him to downsize his life. That is what many people talk about when they consider a tiny house. It's less about the actual house and more about how it makes them feel. But he can see how it would have drawbacks for a bigger family.
It's definitely not a solution for everybody, but I think the concept is a great eye-opener for everybody in that I really have discovered that the amount of stuff that I think most people have, most of it isn't adding to their happiness level.
And that's where the real question of the longevity of the tiny house movement comes into focus. Is this a fad or a real long-term solution for people turned off by renting or the cost of living in a larger house? Pat Mosley, the tiny house builder, says he's confident these homes aren't going away anytime soon.
With the water shortage and the housing costs going up, I think this is going to be a trend that you're going to see in the future. So I think it's going to be around for at least another 20 years.
And while tiny houses might not be for everyone, Mosley thinks that enough people will be interested for them to keep growing. In fact, he says he's already in the process of hiring more staff to meet the recent increase in demand. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.